This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series. From transportation and AI to just anything you can put in your home, office, or pocket, you'll hear from the innovators themselves as they tell their stories of how they brought those visions to life. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Steven Strombeck, the founder and CEO of Safe Handles, a leading manufacturer of self-cleaning products. And Mr. Strombeck, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad I'm on the show.
And we're certainly glad you came out, and thanks for your time. Looking forward to hearing all the details on this as well. So for starters, where were you when you came up with the aha moment that led to creating Safe Handles?
Well, it's interesting. I was traveling, my wife and I, and I stopped at a gas station and had to use the restroom. And when I went in the bathroom, I noticed the gentleman was in the stall, and I had to wait for him to come out. And when he came out, he just looked at me and grabbed the door and left, and it didn't look like he was too happy. And so as I went in the stall to use the bathroom, I noticed that there was no toilet paper, there was no paper products at all, and even at the sink there was no paper products for him to wash his hands. And so I was like, oh my gosh, now I know why the guy was not happy when he used the bathroom. So after I used the bathroom, I decided there was no way I could touch that door handle on the way out. And then I saw that the door swung in, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's no way, you know, I had nothing to grab the handle with. So I waited a few minutes before somebody finally came in the bathroom, and I held it open with my foot, and I got out of there without touching the handle. And it was at that moment that I decided, hey, there's got to be a better way here to come up with something that could cover the door handle that could be antimicrobial and germ killing. And that was kind of the aha moment. And then after that, we came up with our product and sent it over to the University of Arizona. And the test results came out so good. That was another aha moment, because I was like, wow, I can't believe that we embedded the antimicrobial into the plastic, and it's working all the time, 24/7. And it was just fantastic. So that's how it got started.
Well, that's quite a situation to be in, and you certainly have made a solution for that to never happen again, and I can't thank you enough for making that happen on behalf of everyone listening in as well. Now, your background was in real estate, I understand, not in manufacturing. How did you have the confidence enough to jump into such a new unknown territory?
Well, I saw a need in the market that there wasn't anything out there like this, and I like a good challenge. And so, you know, starting a new venture is very exciting and challenging. And so, you know, the same basic values, you know, they apply to all industries, really. If you present a superior product and provide excellent customer service and deliver what you promise, you know, you'll end up being successful. And that's what Safe Handles is all about. We deliver a great product, and we deliver what we promise. So that's the difference between real estate and getting into Safe Handles.
Yeah, some great golden nuggets just on your response right there. Now, speaking of which, what advice do you have for those folks tuning in who have an idea for a product? What would you advise those folks tuning in that fall into that category?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is you've got to do your homework. You know, it's just like whether you go into real estate or you go into a new product, you've got to do your homework. You've got to do a lot of research. You've got to ask a lot of questions. You've got to seek wisdom and from other people who have more wisdom and knowledge than you do. And you've got to be prepared to jump in, and you've got to have, you know, some savings and be willing to spend some money and take risk. And you've also, I think the biggest thing for me was I had to put a quality team in place. I think the team concept is really key to being successful. And then also you have to have a passion for what you do. And so I think all those things combined is what makes success.
Certainly appreciate those motivational words right there, and I'm sure the listeners appreciate that as well. This episode of Enterprise Radio, once again, is being brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked the idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, host Donna Laughlin takes a deep dive into a singular light bulb moment that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com. Today, we're visiting with Steven Strombeck, the founder and CEO at Safe Handles, a leading manufacturer of self-cleaning products, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Strombeck, your company has grown to include several other products as well. How do you know when it is the right time to introduce a new product to the line?
Well, I think, you know, in the last couple of years, you know, with COVID, we've seen a lot of different things going on, I think, that a lot of us have never seen before. For example, when you go to the grocery store and you see they have one or two people just cleaning shopping cart handles, you're like going, wow, they'd spend all day wiping down shopping cart handles. And so we said, well, gosh, we've got, you know, we can try to help with that situation. So we came up with Click and Grip, which is a self-cleaning handle that snaps over the top of a grocery cart handle. And so, and then also like elevator buttons, you know, we noticed that those are some of the dirtiest places that people, you know, they continue to push buttons. And nobody sometimes cleans those buttons, and so we came up with the elevator buttons and so on and so forth. So it's just a matter of just kind of being aware of your surroundings and seeing changes in the marketplace and what people are doing. And that's how we've kind of come up with our products, is just watching people and listening to what people's needs are.
Yeah, big observance certainly pays off, no doubt there. And tell us, what is the most rewarding part of entrepreneurship for you?
I think the most rewarding thing, you know, we put Safe Handles in a school here after they had a norovirus breakout. And basically the whole school got shut down for a period of two to three weeks. And we put our Safe Handles products in there, and the superintendent came back to me a few months later, and he said, Steve, you're not going to believe this, but our attendance went up from 94 to 95%. And he said, we got an extra check from the state of California for over $90,000. And, you know, for me to know that I came up with something that actually, you know, helped people, protected their, you know, their health and got more kids in school, you know, protected the staff and the teachers. He said he saw the grades increase. I had parents thank me. I think that's just been a great thing for me. It's just, you know, to know that the product helps other people.
Well, that certainly is outstanding information right there. And I bet that was one of those great moments and experiences in entrepreneurship right there alone, helping other people, not only their health, but in their well-being through education. That is some pretty awesome news right there. As we conclude today, is there anything else you'd like to add, a final word, or anything else you'd like to hit on before we conclude today?
Well, I just appreciate you guys, you know, interviewing me and the fact that we can get the word out about our product and how much success we've had and how well it does. You know, when you have a self-cleaning product like this that works 24/7, I don't think a lot of people, you know, it's never been really done before. And it's just a very, very exciting time. I mean, it's an interesting time we live in, that's for sure. But I think this type of a product really helps people with touch points in spreading germs. And I just think it does a great job in eliminating that. So thank you so much for having me as well.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and an honor and a pleasure to be a part of getting the word out as well. Before you go, tell us, where can listeners get more information on Safe Handles and make purchase as well?
Safehandles.com. You can shop on safehandles.com and get all the information you need. And we'd love to hear from you. And that's the best way to do it, right on our website.
And of course, you can find that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Mr. Strombeck, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Steven Strombeck, the founder and CEO at Safe Handles, a leading manufacturer of self-cleaning products. And once again, to shop around and to get further details, visit safehandles.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, two decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit BeforeItHappened.com. Again, that is BeforeItHappened.com.